This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3851, for Monday, the 8th of May, 2023. Today's show is entitled Firefox Extensions. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken walks through a list of extensions he has installed in Firefox and why he uses them.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today I want to talk to you about the browser add-ons that I've added to Firefox. I'm going to break them down into three different sections. The first section is probably fixing issues with the browser itself. And the first one is restoring the RSS icon, and that's Awesome RSS. And that puts the RSS Atom subscribe button back in the URL bar. This used to be there before, and it allowed people to go to websites, and when they got there, they could subscribe to the RSS feed. This has been removed by many browsers. I won't go into the reasons why that has happened, but I find it very sad that Mozilla, at least, has removed that from Firefox. And with this Awesome RSS, you can put it back there again. The next two are to deal with the same issue, which is that people prevent you from copying or pasting onto a web page. In the vain attempt that it will prevent their security, which it won't, because anybody scraping their web page will know about these things. So it essentially makes the accessibility of your website a lot worse. For example, not being able to copy prevents me, at least, from reading using a screen reader to do text-to-speech on my web page. And the inability to paste prevents me from pasting in a long, complicated password into a website from my password manager. So both of those are, the first one is absolute enable right click ampersand copy, clicking copy. And then the next one is don't F with paste. And that F is four letter word. Both links to these are in the show notes for this episode. The next one is, the next section is about extensions that I use to improve my privacy, I guess, and security. We already mentioned a browser integration to my password manager, which is KeePass XC, and the KeePass XC browser plugin allows me to connect to my KeePass XC, press a button, and then it'll populate the username and password. So that's quite good. Another invaluable plugin on also on mobile is uBlock Origin, which will remove advertisements from web pages and YouTube, etc. So obviously won't stop advertisements that are loaded on the page by the business themselves. So all's fair and love and war, as I say. The next one is Firefox multi-account containers, which is a preview feature, hasn't as yet met it in, where you open a new tab, you can choose to restrict it to a separate container, and cookies and session information from one container are not linked to the other. It's quite useful if you're, you have to go to Facebook or something, you open that in a separate container, and then all that session information is just kept on that one container and not shared. That's not to say they can't get around it, but that's it's a start at least. And then the last one is Google Analytics opt-out browser add-on, which is supplied by Google directly. And it's a sad world that we have to go to a company to get a browser to block that company from getting information from you. But that is the world we live in. So those are the more general ones that I'd more or less recommend everybody has. And then these ones, the next few are, I use them primarily for work, testing web APIs and stuff that we're doing. The first one is user agent switcher, which I guess sometimes you will need to use to fool Netflix into thinking that you're Windows or something. It's not as critical as it once was, but sometimes you need to use that. Then there's a browser extension called mod header. This is second to last, and this allows you to modify header responses and cookies and filter URLs and stuff. So gives you great control over the addition of separate headers if you want to inject those in a payload going back to a browser. And the most useful one by far in this section, at least, is cookies.txt, which exports all cookies to a Netscape HTTP cookie file, which can be used by curl, wget, or YouTube DL, among others. And this is super if you've got a website that's got username and password and two-factor authentication on it. And you still want to be able to use those curl commands and automated commands to be able to get to it. What you can do is log in one time via your browser, export that cookies.txt file, and then have that available for that that session. Bearing in mind, of course, you know, there are security implications associated with this, but used for work and testing websites and stuff, so quite often we're messing around with cookies and stuff like that. So that was the extensions that I use. If you use the similar extensions, are there some extensions that you have that you find invaluable? Can you please record a show and tell us about it? That would be absolutely fantastic. So that's it for me. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, you click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.